2 hour tour.
They have like 50 cent beer.
They have a tasting room.
For a soldier. What are we doing on the door, right?
I don't want you doing on the base.
Oh, God.
First down the road.
Please. Denny's a World War II buff, so we appreciate the background. This is, I was standing doing the dishes once. Well, actually, I've done the dishes more than once, but one time I was sitting there.
That's what
it
is.
It was like really, really cold.
Which dish did you do?
I did it more than once because I never could get the damn thing clean. Okay. And it was, we have lights out our beef flat, yeah. We have lights out the window that's right over the sink. And the snow is swirling. And when it gets really cold up here, as you know, it gets really cold. You know, the wind chill can be 45 below zero.
Yeah.
And not all that often, but it's really cold. So I'm sitting here, and it's a Sunday night, and of course, Sunday, I do a lot of cooking and stuff, which means I'm usually on my third or fourth beer, and so by the time I'm doing the dishes or whatever, I'm quite into another level of consciousness, as we used to say. And I'm thinking, wow, you imagine living out there? And I'm thinking, yeah, my dad lived out there. Our dad was in the Battle of the Bulge at the age of 18.
Wow.
And he was a city kid in the west side of Chicago who probably never spent a whole night outside his whole life until he went into service. And then he's out there living in Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Italy, or not Italy, but Germany. And he's there for months outside, living outside. I thought, wow. And I was once again, as is often the case, and I'm sure you've shared this feeling, reminded how incredibly wimpy I am and incredibly lucky my life has been. So I thought, what can I do to even this up? Well, I'll write a 2.5 minute song. So,
and now we're even.
This is, wow, I like that.
This is a great song. They take 2.5 minutes to sing.
It's the middle of December, more than 50 years ago. A scared and ruddy soldier digs a foxhole in the snow. It's his baptism of combat, what terrors grip his heart, as the screams of shells and comrades tear his confidence apart. Scarcely months before that, he'd been toting books to school on the west side of Chicago, worlds away. It's a small part of a battle that men will write about for years and will mark him with scars too slow to fade. Tonight the wind is bitter, yet I'm safely tucked away, as are all who love me and my two sons just his age. I think of him in the winter, with the weeks and months outside, where the power of a shovel made the only place to hide. I've stood where he lies now, underneath the earth once more, finally finding peace from all the pain. 4 years to the morning of his first time on the line, the cries were from his newborn baby child. That was me. It's the middle of December, more than 50 years ago. A scared and ruddy soldier digs a foxhole in the snow.
Singing, both you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Terrific bands.
Pretty good, right?